Human Services and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Work on requests for the state budget is getting underway in December. Terry Barr has the story.
There's a group focusing on the importance of the arts in Wisconsin, and it's getting ready to advocate for more support during the upcoming legislative budget process. Create Wisconsin is a nonprofit based in Madison and trying to expand opportunities in the arts across the state.
It's an investment in people, businesses, organizations, and communities. People are really hungry for that authentic, unique. Mm-hmm. That's what we try to nurture and to assist.
Ann Katz is the director of Create Wisconsin. She says the Badger State remains in last place when it comes to arts funding and support.
Everybody wants their community to be vibrant and healthy and have people visit and live there. And so we try to help people figure out what they need, and then we figure out how we can help them.
A post-election recap and pre-budget planning gets underway next week. Learn more about Create Wisconsin. Go to createwisconsin.org. I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin State Parks are moving to a new 12-month admission pass. Brittany Merlot explains the difference.
It's something that's been available in surrounding states and will now be here in Wisconsin starting Monday, December 2nd. The new pass, available for purchase, will be valid for an entire year from the day you buy it. When previously, all passes expired on
December
31st. I'm
Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
Even if you bought it just a few months prior in October. With the new pass, let's say you purchase it in February. It'll be good until the following February. The pass will be marked to indicate the month and year in which it'll expire. People are encouraged to save time by buying their passes online. Orders placed online will receive an email receipt with a confirmation number that can be used immediately for park entry. I'm Brittany Merlot for Civic Media News.
And I'm Lisa Hale. For these stories and more, visit civicmedia.us.
The Badgers end with a losing record. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers lost at home today to the Minnesota Gophers 24-7. Minnesota jumped out to a 14-0 lead and never looked back. The Badgers offense, no match for the Gophers defense. Head coach Luke Fickell.
Yeah, I mean, you aren't ever going to win a Big Ten game if you rush the ball for 35 yards. And, that put us in a tough situation.
So Wisconsin finishes the season with a record of 5-7, and for the first time in 22 years, will not go to a bowl game. NFL, the Packers beat the Dolphins last night 30-17. Up next, they travel to Detroit to take on the first-place Lions. Quarterback Jordan Love.
We know who we got this week coming up is a really good Lions team, and obviously they got us the first game.
In Chicago, the Bears have fired head coach Matt Eberflus after their loss to the Lions yesterday, failing to call for a timeout. It's the first time in franchise history they've fired a coach in season. Offensive coordinator Thomas Brown named interim head coach. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight and cold with lows close to 10. And a little more sunshine as we look here into your Saturday afternoon. Highs into the low 20s. And mostly sunny for Sunday. High temps warm up into the mid-20s. Currently it's 17 degrees.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time, an all-new live show back in the studio. Join us for a look back at the holiday weekend and prepare you for the week ahead.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood.
Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right.
And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Great to have you on this post-Thanksgiving show. This is a Friday night edition of Nightlight, even though it is not a typical edition, typical Friday edition of Nightlight. We're doing Friday anyway, and it's the day after one of the biggest holidays of the year. I hope everyone had a great day. I hope you ate a ton. I hope you rested today and chilled out and watched movies and took walks and whatever it is you do to ease back into your life after what I think is maybe my favorite holiday, Thanksgiving. Joining me here today, just like he did the other night, is the legendary,
one and only
is safer because that kind of has connotations like that you're like this great person, but can also mean, well, there's nobody else like him.
Right, exactly. Could go either way.
I'll put you in the middle there, legendary. Filling in for the con man who is in Florida.
Is that where he is?
I think so. I think
with the family?
Yes. And he's going to be down there till you're producing Monday as well.
Yep.
After the weekend. That'll be fun. We'll do some maybe ghost talk.
I love it.
I love it too. Conrad will be back, I think, on Tuesday.
I mean, how tough is that? A holiday in Florida?
I mean,
he's got family down there, right?
He's jetting around. He's in Italy for a few weeks. Then he's going to Florida. The kid's all over the place.
Wait till he grows up.
Get it out of his system now. Yeah.
Because that's going to change real fast, Con.
That's right. It's good to have you here, buddy. And thank you for filling in though. Seriously, it's always fun to work together.
Absolutely.
And a great show tonight. And we put together a really good show just because in honor of Todd. We've got some great guests tonight that we put together some sort of all-star interviews tonight, like we've been doing the last couple nights here. Chicago comedian Pat McGann will be on the show tonight. Very funny guy, and he's got a date coming up in Wisconsin, so we're trying to get Pat back on the show, hopefully in the next couple of weeks so he can promote that. But he travels with Sebastian Maniscalco. They work together often. Pat is has had his own Amazon Prime special, which is hilarious, and he is just a real up-and-comer and a very, very funny guy. We'll be playing some Pat McGann on tonight's show. And then, this is exciting, Todd, I don't know if you knew this, Bill Leff, who hosts MeTV's Tune In With Me every morning. It's a nationally syndicated show. He's a buddy from stand-up, my stand-up days in Chicago. He was the first guest on Nightlight.
Wow.
December 4th in 2023. So I lined him up. He's going to be here next week on December 4th, which I believe is Wednesday. So we'll commemorate his first visit. He's been on once in between, but that'll be fun to kind of I don't know how crazy you go for the 1 year anniversary.
Well, it wasn't like Bill Murray, the guy with Letterman, right? He was on the first show and the last show.
Right.
So he's kind of like your Bill Murray,
Bill
really.
Murray. Maybe he'll get up and do the let's get physical. You know what? It's so funny you say that because have you watched Bill Murray on Letterman? Every once in a while, that is such a classic appearance he did that I just play it because it's so funny.
Now, are you talking about like the original one where he's dancing around with Let's Get Physical? Is that the one? Yeah.
You know what, though? Maybe I'm thinking of a different don't know. He just starts chastising Letterman for changing now that he's on TV.
Okay.
I don't know if that's the first one or not.
So he did the first one on NBC, but he did the first one on CBS. And when he was on CBS, he came out, kind of gave Letterman crap.
That was
crap,
funny,
and
too.
Then, and actually spray painted his desk.
Duh.
Right? Yeah, right.
And then he filmed himself. He goes, the construction workers who work so hard to get the studio together. He goes, here, we have a clip. And then Bill Murray's in there with the construction hat waving. And then he comes back and he's crying because he feels guilty taking place. Yeah. But no, this was on the first one. And he was, he's like, I just fell into your old trap, didn't I, Letterman? Like, so funny. So, but Bill, honestly, and I'm not just saying this, Bill Left makes me laugh maybe more than Bill Murray because I don't have that sort of repertoire with Bill Murray that I have with Bill Left. But two funny Bills.
Looking forward to him being on in the fourth.
Yeah, he's always fun. Bill will be here. And he did this whole thing. The first time he came on, he said, I just want to tell you, Pete, this producer you're working with. During a break, he said, Bill, I'm going to come to your house and kill you.
I remember that.
And Conrad, it's his first night. He's sitting over there just listening like, oh, dear. But he played along pretty
well.
And
I'm sitting here thinking, oh, my God, maybe we hired the wrong guy for the job.
Yeah, he's got a record. Who knew? I just thought he knocked off liquor stores, but turns out he's an attempted murderer, too. No, but Bill will be here on December 4th. Conrad will be back for then, so I can look forward to some interaction between those two. And then we're going to replay our, a little later in the show, we'll play our Wabino Volunteer Fire. That was good. I'm so glad. Okay, so Todd is reading the narrator voice. And you included, when you sent me the stuff you recorded, a blooper of you cracking up at the bait shop owner's name.
That's right.
I was like, at first I hear you laughing. I'm like, oh, no. And then your laugh was so priceless. I lost it, too. And it was just so doggone funny. So.
It was one of those things where you're just, you know, you get copy and you just start reading it, right? You don't necessarily pre-read it. So I hit the name and it was like, okay, I got to stop.
That was great. So we'll do that too. So we got all about comedy tonight. Well, it's a good post holiday show. We got Pat McGann, Bill Leff, a little comedy skit we did while being a volunteer fire. My response to all the fire shows that are on TV right now. So we had a little fun with that. And you know, I'm not saying like Thanksgiving is not like the day after Christmas, but it can be a little depressing the day after. You still got the long weekend, which is nice. Sometimes people on Christmas have to go back to work the next day. So this is less depressing than that, I think. But there's always a letdown after holidays, don't you think?
That, and we just found out actually this week with the company we work for that we are given the day off after, right?
I mean, we didn't know that. Yeah.
We were all kind of, in fact, I got a note from HR of the essential and non-essentials. So I don't know if you were in on the meeting.
I just glanced at it. I got bumped off the meeting and I came back in that part.
So you are an essential employee. Did you know that?
I do
you
now.
And Con.
I
you
do
and
feel
Con.
Special.
Yeah.
Who's? Yeah. That's weird.
That's very weird. I think it's like you guys have to work.
It's like pressure,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a lot more pressure.
Come on.
But we had the day off anyway. So do we get that day off now, or do we?
You
have
are
to,
taking
like...
the day off. Yes. We are taking today off. Correct.
Even though it was given to us.
Well, yeah, but you're considered essential, so we could make you work today if we wanted to, is basically what they're saying.
So this isn't necessarily a good thing.
It's really not.
Oh, I was under the impression we're being rewarded somehow.
Not you and Con.
All right. Well, it's a vacation day. I'm still glad I took it. That's okay.
Yep.
However, we are putting shows together. So it's not really like I'm off.
That's what I say, right?
Yeah.
And if you can do it ahead of time or whatever, I mean, come on.
You're still putting a lot of time.
Absolutely.
These are almost more effort to put it. Like when somebody suggested having a guest host, I was like, God, by the time I get through going over with it, I could just do a show.
Right.
But that's all right.
Yeah.
It's good to have those kind of problems.
Plus, how would you feel about having a guest host? Like, would you be worried about the show? Would
6
you be,
months ago,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah.
A little now, even. Who knows?
Yeah.
What if I get like the next Howie Mandel in here?
Right.
I don't know why I went Howie Mandel.
I don't think he'd actually do a good job on the show.
There were rumors, though. Here's why I went there. There were rumors that someone, this is just the urban legend, said, you think you're funny? Get up here. And Howie Mandel went on stage and did an hour and killed, which is completely ridiculous. That would never happen.
I can't imagine.
Ever happen. He doesn't kill now for an hour.
Yeah.
He's okay.
It's a lot of. I had a friend of mine do a 5-minute stint in the UK. They call it the King Gong Show. Okay. So it's kind of like the Gong Show.
Okay.
But it's all comedians and you got to do 5 minutes and you got to get through the five. If you get through the five, you go on to the final, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, man.
There were some really good people on stage and then there were some really bad people. Yeah.
How could you watch? I mean, my theory is like even guys I think are really funny, like Brian Regan, or it's hard to watch any comic for more than a half hour before it gets to be like, okay, next, or I got to move on with my day. And that's not a shot at comedians. It's just one person talking, unless you are an absolute genius.
Right.
It's tough to watch. I can't imagine watching that many comics for 5 minutes. It seems like that.
Yeah. It was like an all night thing. Jeez. So,
But this isn't that. Is there a holiday you get depressed after?
I'm not really into the holidays anymore.
No?
No.
Okay.
I don't care about Thanksgiving. I'm just excited about sleeping in from the morning show the last couple
you
of
are.
Days. That's what I'm excited
As
about.
As opposed to sleeping through the morning show.
I wish I could do that some days.
Yeah, I know. No, you're right. That's a great, it's a great day to have off. I still get kind of excited, I guess. I don't know. I'm excited to have a day off too.
Absolutely.
It's you work hard and you want to chill out a bit. But I will say, Todd, I don't know if you're into live theater, but this is kind of a fun time of year for me. I remember when I think I was in junior high when we moved here and my parents started going to all these live shows in Wisconsin and they would take us to a Christmas Carol in Milwaukee every year.
Oh.
We would see the Nutcracker Ballet in Chicago at the Erie Crown Theater. I'm not a huge ballet fan. I appreciate it and I can watch it for a few minutes. And I go, wow, that's really incredible. They can do that and it's beautiful.
Right.
But again, just like with stand up, after 10 minutes, I'm like, if there's not incredible music with it or something, but the Nutcracker to me is it's just an incredible show. The music is amazing. That's playing at the Overture Center in Madison. So if people are looking for something to do in the next few weeks to really kind of buy into that holiday entertainment spirit, I would highly recommend. And Tim Sowers was just here from the Overture Center about a week and a half ago. I would highly recommend the Nutcracker Ballet at the Overture Center in Madison. And then speaking of A Christmas Carol, in Milwaukee at the Pabst Theater by the Milwaukee Rep, great show. They do a phenomenal show. I saw that twice when I was younger, and it is a brilliant, beautiful live show. I mean, I know I talk about movies a lot on this show and TV, and that's probably my first love, but live shows, when you go to them, not sporadically, but at the right moments or for the right events, are awesome. And then right down the street, we got our buddy Frank Hermans, who was in here a couple weeks ago. This guy is a phenomenon. He has been selling out in this area for 20 years.
And looks great and does a great job.
Looks great. Yep. He's constantly churning out new stuff. It's really amazing. So check out Frank's Christmas down here at the Meyer Theater. So we just covered the three big cities in Wisconsin there.
Love
it. Did that. I'll have some Wausau information coming up. Or lacrosse.
Like that?
All right. Got to cover the whole state, right? All right. So it's fun. We got comedy tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Pat McGann is here. Bill Leff. And all kinds of fun. Todd Michaels is here.
Or at least for now.
At least for now. Until we break. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Old Spice Swagger Holiday Pack, perfect for a gift to treat yourself. 24/7 holiday freshness with daily use can smell your bestest. I'm gonna be smelling great all season. Old Spice scents just can't be beaten. Chock full of value, saving that green. Got the essentials needed to feel clean. Deodorant, hair, body wash, and spray. Celebrate your holiday the Old Spice way.
Ho, 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 ho.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
That would be fun. And the whole night we could just do this and then have to go see a chiropractor. Tom from New Berlin from the 414 says half off on merchandise all over. Yeah. This is a great time to buy Halloween candy.
Well, I don't know. There was one time where my roommate and I, when I was in college, went last minute to try to get some Halloween costumes. Like, couldn't find anything.
Well, costumes, yeah.
And
candy?
I mean, yeah, Target was still.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably the day after is when it
gets crazy. After, yeah.
We got to move these baby Ruths.
Did you hear that some of the Spirit Halloweens transition now into Spirit Christmas?
What does that mean, the Spirit Halloween?
So the store where they sell all the costumes, you know?
Oh, okay.
There's some locations in the U.S. now that are just transitioning into Spirit Christmas.
Really? Well, I don't know. I guess I don't have as much of an issue with Christmas, I guess, because it is the biggest holiday. I don't know. This vampire thing was so creepy. They unearthed 100 graves in Poland, but only one of them, they thought this woman was a real life vampire. And they had this sickle over her neck because they thought she tried to escape, and a lock on her toe. I don't know what that would do. I don't know. Vampires can't pick locks? I don't get it. However, she is, they're calling her an elite female vampire who died some 350 years ago. She was first unearthed 2 years ago at a medieval graveyard in Poland. She was 18, and they released these illustrations of what the 18-year-old vampirist might have looked like, and they have her skull. It's really creepy. Like, what did she do to make them bury her like that?
That's a good question.
I mean, she looks like a nice girl in the recreation.
I'm sure she was a nice girl to.
I don't know. Who knows? It's very, very creepy stuff. Okay. So, we have, this is kind of a thing we're going to do here. This is our answer to the amount of fire shows on TV right now. It is ridiculous. As I mentioned, there's Chicago Fire, Fire Country. I think there's a 911 fire or something or other, Tacoma Fire. It's all about fire stage. And, you know, they're great characters. Firefighters are interesting. They're brave. And I get it, but I just think we're an overload. But having said that, we thought, well, why not come up with a show that, you know, we could kind of piggyback on the rest of these popular fire shows. So here's what we came up with. This is our answer to all the fire shows. Wabino Volunteer Fire.
Looking for a show that'll keep you on the edge of your seat this fall? Check out Wabino Volunteer Fire.
Red, there's another huge spider in the crapper. When's that bug guy coming?
He's not. The mayor's cutting the department budget. You believe that?
These guys are the ones running toward a cat stuck in a tree when others run away. Two first responders who would give anything to have to respond.
I'll tell you what, it's a good thing those 9/11 terrorists targeted New York and not Wabino. I would have opened up a can of whoop-ass.
9/11? What happened?
Wabino Times film critic and bait shop owner Bud T-Bone McCracken calls it a gripping and poignant look at the lives of volunteer firefighters and says this weekend, Boneyard bait jigger bone grubs are half price.
What do you want to do for lunch today, man?
I don't know. We're out of cold cuts.
Be great if we had a Jimmy John's or a Subway.
Sure, they have a lot of downtime. That just makes them train harder to stay ready.
What are you doing?
Shuffle dancing. I'm taking a class at the Y.
What the hell's shuffle dancing?
For your information, it's a very popular dance form. It needs to be really coordinated to do it. It helped me be a better firefighter. Check this out.
They'll do whatever it takes to stay focused in case they ever get a call.
Ha, Yahtzee. Suck it, Smokey.
Damn! What are you guys doing this weekend?
Packers have a bye, so the wife wants me to go stupid antiquing.
They want local arsonists to know one thing. Don't bother, because these guys are experts at handling the hose. This show is literally on fire. Well, not literally. Wabino Volunteer Fire. No cats were harmed in the filming of this sketch.
That was a sketch? I'm serious about this. Todd Michaels has the best voice. He should be doing all of those ads, like those promos.
I could see him doing something for like Love Island or...
Do we have the clip? Let's find the clip of him. I sent him the script and he put down his parts. And when he was saying the name of the bait store, he couldn't get through it. And his laugh is so genuine and funny. Let's see if we can find that. That's a good one. All right. So we're getting some of your texts. Our question tonight is, how old is too old to trick or treat? Some towns think 12 and they've made laws. Some towns say 12, some say 16. I'm okay with 16. Jim from Appleton says, at my house, there is no age limit. If someone is going to put in the time to craft a costume to collect treats, they deserve some. That's a great attitude. I love this from Jim. P.S. Adults get a beer or shot of whiskey. Their choice. Jim, it's a good thing you didn't leave your address here. Jim is probably one of the most generous trick-or-treat giver-outers there is. That's a great text. Jim is in Appleton, so you could take your chances and hope you find Jim's house. Daniel from Menasha says, Daniel Wheeler in Menasha, if you can drive house to house to do your trick-or-treating, probably too old. That's a great point. Hannah from Milwaukee says, age shouldn't be the barrier to entry for trick-or-treating. It should be effort. I say if anyone of any age wants to put the effort in to get dressed up in a costume, go door to door for candy, they should be able to. Why put limitations on the joy of Halloween? We have a bunch of positive texters. That's really impressive. Thank you, Hannah. That's a great text. And I will keep that in mind if I ever trick or treat at your house. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight.
She pressed her chest against me about the time the jukebox broke. Yeah, she gave me a peck on the back of the neck. And these are the words she spoke. Blow up your TV. Throw away your paper. Go to the country. Build you a home. Plant a little garden. Eat a lot of peaches. Shred her pan Jesus. On your own.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. If the holiday season or even the weather has you feeling sad, there is something you can do and a number you can call. Terry Barr has more.
If happy and holidays isn't quite ringing true for you, you're not alone. A recent survey shows close to 40% of people feel extra stressed during this time of year. The best thing health experts say you can do? Check in with others and talk about how you're feeling. Here's Dr. Kristen Lierley.
I see it all the time, and I think that there is a rule of thumb that we can apply across the board, which is ask someone how they're doing and then listen. No, we try to solve their problems. No, it's not your job to solve their problems. It's your job to be their ear.
And Wisconsin has a confidential crisis number you could call or text. It's 988. It offers extra support every day, including the holidays. More than 100.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
We got something going here in Madison. Power play! Left. He scores. Oh, he ripped that one over the glove hand. William Grima, like an octopus in a broom closet.
We are America's college hockey capital.
The relentless, resilient Red with another come from behind win.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Happy Thanksgiving, hockey fans, from Bob Johnson Rink inside the Kohl Center in Madison. Welcome to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Tonight, the Badgers open a two-game non-conference at Anchorage. Brett Weberg is our producer at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. Former Badgers defenseman and assistant coach Ian Perrin. My broadcast partner, I'm Brian Posick. Well, the Badgers took a weekend off after sweeping Penn State a couple of weeks back, 5-4 in overtime, and then 6-3 in regulation. Improved Wisconsin's overall record to 4-8 and 3-5 in the Big Ten. The Badgers scored 11 goals in that series, the most they had scored in a series since sweeping Minnesota 8-1 and 4-1 in February of 2021. There were 9 different goal scorers against the Nittany Lions, and 4 players scored their first goals of the season. And Ian, maybe that bodes well for Wisconsin here in the latter stages of the first half of this season and beyond.
I must have way too much free time on my hands, because all I could think about was the bye week good or was it bad? And if I'm Sawyer Scholl, if I'm Christian Fitzgerald, if I'm Tyson Dick, hey, I got my first goal. We got 2 wins. Let's play tomorrow night.
Right.
And now all of a sudden, no, we got 10 days off. Sorry, it's like, oh, boy. And as a coach, you think, okay, this is a good time for us to have 10 days off, heal up some bruises that have happened here in the first 12 games. But on the second part, you don't want to lose the magic. You know, and that's the one issue that coaches don't have any control over, is you don't want to lose the magic. And that the break is good in one respect and not so good in the other respect. And I feel for Coach Hastings and the staff, because you just hope that those breakout games against Penn State will carry over for the rest of the season, but you just never know from week to week.
Mike Hastings encouraged by what he saw in practice. We'll hear from the head coach coming up in just a bit. Anchorage, their head coach is Matt Shasby, was a Seawolves defenseman from 1999 to 2003. He's a 44-year-old Anchorage native who helped bring the program back after it had been dropped by the university system. The Seawolves come to town 2-9-1. They had a 4-4 overtime tie against Lake Superior State last Saturday night and then lost to the Lakers 4-2. Mike Hastings is coming up in a bit, and then the Badgers and the Seawolves drop the puck in a little less than a half an hour. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
From the National Crime Prevention Council.
Welcome back to the Kohl Center in Madison. The Wisconsin Badgers back in action here tonight, opening a two-game series against Alaska Anchorage. Joining us is head coach Mike Hastings, and I hope you and your family and the players and the team had a good Thanksgiving. Did it go well?
Yeah, it did. You know, the guys got to see some family that came to town and spend some time with them, had a really nice meal. And you know what, personally, my daughter came to town. She's still here. It was good to see her. My son's not around. He's over in Europe doing his business. And it was a good Thursday. We had a good skate. Then the guys were able to spend some time with people who are very important to them, and then back at it this morning.
You know, it was a couple of weeks ago, the last time you played, and your team put 11 goals up on the board, and then you have a week off. You know, it had been so hard to put the puck in the back of the net, but it seems like your team is trending in the right direction. Did you see that from the film that you watched of that Penn State series?
I did offensively, and again, when as coach speak, is once you plug one hole, another one starts leaking, and we probably weren't as good as we needed to be defensively, but good enough to win the hockey game both nights. And, you know, we have to start playing a little bit on that edge offensively for us to be as productive as we were last weekend. It's continued really over the off week and this week. We've been putting some pucks in the back of the net during the week, and we need to see that continue this weekend.
Well, you see the lamp go on 11 times. You scored in many different ways. That's got to be encouraging.
It was good from the standpoint of we started to take possession and responsibility, I thought, on our entries. You look at a couple of the goals, Tyson Dick coming in, we had numbers, but Tyson called his own number and threw it under the bar. You've got Laskowski coming in, he receives a pass from dot to dot, comes in, other options, but decides to shoot it himself, called his own number, and scores. Kristen Fitzgerald curling out of the corner and looks a couple of guys off, walks down Broadway, and shows some incredible poise to wait out the goaltender and tuck it behind him. We need guys feeling comfortable enough to make offensive plays like that if we're going to have secondary scoring.
Hopefully continues this weekend against Alaska Anchorage. More with Mike Hastings coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends,
We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at EvansTrans.com. That's EvansTrans.com. Go Badgers!
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey there, Badger fans. It's Owen Lundmark, center from Wisconsin men's hockey. We're ready to amp up our game this season, and we want you in our corner. You can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the ice. As a member, you'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student-athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today and become a key player in our winning community.
Wisconsin and Anchorage square off here tonight. The finale, by the way, tomorrow night is at 8 o'clock Central Time. Mike Hastings is with us. You know, with the extra week, what was your focus in practice here over the last 4 days or so?
Well, this last week was a little bit more of getting back to, you know, we had some rest and recovery during the off week. First 2 days were a little bit more specialty as far as some power skating and some individual skill work. I got back at it as an entire group. We went two splits on Monday and Tuesday, and then back at it as a group on Wednesday, Thursday off. And then I was back in town and went Friday, Saturday, took Sunday off. This week, you know, trying to get back up to pace because nothing emulates a game like playing a game. So when you take that amount of time, we pushed the guys Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday as far as what we were doing inside. We played a lot of small games, which we're trying to continue to do to create environments where there is some creativity and some finish from our guys, learning to one-time pucks and do things differently as far as shot-first mentality. And then over the backcast of Wednesday and a little bit on Thursday, just some structure things we wanted to talk about in our power play and our penalty kill so that we can be as dialed as we can coming in off an off week.
I'll tell you, that power play on Saturday at Penn State, that came up huge with two goals to salt that game.
It was a difference maker that night, and they're starting to feel it a little bit. As you said, you want to make sure they can feel that through the off week and into tonight. But that group, really both groups have started to become threatening. A little bit better on our entries so that we don't have to. We enter with possession and are trying to score off the rush. The first goal we scored on Saturday was off the rush. The second one was a little bit more of poised puck possession, puck movement, and then a really nice play from Quinn Finley to Laskowski on the back door. So if you want to be, you know, if you want to be smart as far as a power play is just try and keep it going as quick as you can, possess it and get it to the net, retrieve, do it again. And that group's really tried to focus on that here over the last couple of days.
Wisconsin will likely get a lot of chances on the power play this weekend. Anchorage, one of the most penalized teams in the country. I know you're a bit shorthanded tonight, Simon Tassi, Ryan Botterill up front or out, Joe Palatichuk working hard to get back so he can join the rest of the D-Corps.
Yeah, they are. And again, I think that's whether you're watching football, basketball, hockey at this time, guys are in and out of the lineup. It's opportunities. You see Piedla getting an opportunity tonight to be able to play with Scholze, who I thought had a really good weekend, and Tyson Dick. We're moving Mellenbacher up to the wall just because we need him to play in that position. He has played that before with Owen Lindmark and Jack Horbach. We need to be a four-line team against this group because they are going to come out and they're going to try and punch us in the nose. They're pretty physical. We've got to stay disciplined and try and make sure that we make them play at our pace and not at theirs.
The Badgers and the Anchorage Seawolves coming up. That's head coach Mike Hastings. More in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The morning show on WFHR, it's comedy?
I think for me, one of the quick ones that I have is like telling time on an analog clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it takes me a minute.
It takes me a minute.
That was funny.
Yeah.
That was at least groan worthy. At least groan worthy.
So I needed a minute for it to sink in, James.
That was funny. That was good.
Every weekday morning from 8 to 10, only on 97.5 FM, WFHR.
Brady and the Ad Council.
That was cool.
Oh. Well, Wisconsin and Anchorage set to meet for the 82nd time. These were longtime combatants in the Western Collegiate Hockey Association. Badgers lead the all-time series, 55 wins, 17 losses, 9 ties. They split in this building a year ago. Anchorage won the opener 1-0 behind goaltender Jared Whale, who made 43 saves in that game. And then the Badgers bounced back for a 5-0 win in William Grama's Wisconsin debut. He stopped all 25 shots he faced. This is a program that was dead to rights 3 years ago by the university. They cut the hockey program, but the community and alums brought it back, Matt Shasby among them, the Anchorage native, his third season as head coach. And while they play an independent schedule, they've had success against good teams in the past, even before they were basically sentenced to death a few years back.
And I kind of like the way Shasby has done it.
Yeah.
If you look at their roster, I think I stroked off 5 or 6 transfers.
Yep.
Some of them are Alaska kids who went away to go to college. Didn't work out for them. Come back. They've got a home in Anchorage, and it's just a nicer feeling when you come home and you're familiar with the program, you're familiar with the state, with all the rest of that kind of stuff that goes with it. But on the same token, he also inherited some pretty average players, and I'm sure there had to be some hard decisions made. And he's only 44 years old. It's only his, third year behind the bench?
Yep.
As far as I'm concerned. But I will give credit to the city of Anchorage and its alumni at the university, because if anything needs to happen, it has to be hockey at Anchorage, because that city has nothing else as far as sports is concerned, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, well, they have the Great Alaskan Shootout, the basketball tournament. Their basketball program's pretty good. But Anchorage comes to town with a 2-9-1 record, got swept at home by Denver, got swept at Miami, split a pair at Northern Michigan against the Seawolves' old coach, Dave Shyock, got beat twice at home by Colorado College, 2-1 and 2-0. Also split at home with Alaska Fairbanks, and then a shootout win and a loss to Lake Superior State last weekend. 10 freshmen, 6 sophomores, 7 juniors, 7 seniors or graduate students on this Anchorage squad, plus 8 who played NCAA hockey elsewhere before moving to Anchorage. The Badgers and the Seawolves will tell you what else is going on in college hockey and set the line charts coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, fall is here and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill, because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Foghat. Performing live November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
I just want to make...
With special guest, The Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
The top-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team out east playing Maine today, and the Badgers have a 7-0 lead on the Black Bears early third period of play. Big Ten all-non-conference action this weekend. Already the opening day of the Belfast, the Friendship Four in Belfast, Northern Ireland. That would be a great place to play some college hockey or anything for that matter, but they've been doing this tournament for a number of years. Notre Dame went to Belfast and beat Harvard today 5-2, and the Irish will take on Boston University in the championship game. Notre Dame had been struggling. It lost 7 straight games, but found a way to win today. Meanwhile, Penn State snapped a 6-game losing streak with 3-2 and 7-1 wins over Colgate earlier this week. 12th-ranked Ohio State trails Princeton 1-0 in the second period of play. Also, Minnesota, ranked 3rd in the country, home to play Alaska this weekend. 6th-ranked Michigan at 7th-ranked Western Michigan. The Broncos have a 2-0 lead after one period of play. And Michigan State has moved up to number 1 in the U.S. College Hockey Online poll for the first time since winning the national championship in 2007. Spartans have won 8 straight and lead Lindenwood 2-0 in the second period at Munn Arena. All right, let's get to the Badgers and the Anchorage Seawolves. And first off, the UW Health Sports Medicine injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. And, you know, you were talking about how you use the bye week to try to heal up a little bit. Well, defenseman Joe Palatichuk is still out with an upper body injury. Ryan Botterill was injured in the Penn State series. He could be out of action until after the semester break. And Simon Tassie's been dealing with a lower body injury since really camp started back in September. He is not in the lineup tonight, and we may not see him again until next weekend when Michigan State comes to town.
I can't remember what game it was, but he kept grabbing at his skate, and I kept thinking, you know, did he take a shot in the foot or what's going on with it? But no idea. All I know is that it's so uncomfortable to skate that all it takes is, according to him, when I talked to him at practice one day, I said, so what's the time frame? And he goes, until it's healed. That takes time to heal it, so it must not be something they can do surgery on or whatever else.
All right, here are the quick trip lineups tonight. We'll start with Anchorage and head coach Matt Shasby. In goal, it's Greg Oroz. He's from Hungary, a sophomore, 6'3". He has a 2-7-1 record this season, a 3.26 save percentage, and an 8.76 save percentage at 3.26 goals against average. Starting defenseman, a junior Dylan Finley from Quebec, and Davis Gawkler. He's a junior from Atlanta, Georgia. And up front, the starting centerman is freshman Dylan Contreras, who has 3 goals and 4 points so far this season. The right winger from Calgary, freshman Ryan Johnson, who has 4 goals and 6 points. He scored 2 goals against Lake Superior State last weekend. And then the left winger, their leading scorer is Dimitri Kebrew. He's a 5'11", 190-pound freshman from Silver Springs, Maryland. 3 goals and 9 points for Kebrew. 1 goal, 7 points in his last 4 games. As for the Wisconsin Badgers in goal, Tommy Scarfoni, the 6-foot senior from Montreal. He's 3-4 this season, a 283 goals against, an 890 save percentage. He has won 3 straight games, Ian, and he'll get the start again tonight after stopping 62 of 69 shots in the series, quote-unquote, sweep of Penn State a couple of weeks ago. Made 30 saves in Saturday's 6-3 victory. It looks like they want to ride him, and they're going to continue with him at least here until things may go awry. Who knows?
You and I were at practice when he got hurt. Freak injury when he gets hurt.
Prior to the Notre Dame series.
But the situation with William Grammy is that he got the call and he did very well for himself. So I think for Coach Hastings, it's nice to have a guy that they know they can go to if anything happens to Scarfoni.
Starting defensive pair for the Badgers, junior Ben Dexheimer out of Edina, 7 assists in 12 games this season. Zach Scholes, the sophomore from South Lyon, Michigan, returned to action last weekend after missing 8 games with an upper body injury. The other defensive pair is senior Daniel Lodge with freshman Logan Hensler. Hensler coming off his first 2-point game as a Badger in the finale against Penn State a couple of weeks ago. Freshman Jack Phelan and fifth-year defenseman Anthony Kerr paired together. Kerr had 3 assists against the Nittany Lions, and freshman Weston Knox, the extra skater, 6-footer out of Andover, Minnesota. The Badgers' top line will not start tonight. Gavin Morrissey, freshman from Rochester Hills, Michigan, will center Quinn Finley, the sophomore from Suamico, Wisconsin, and Rylan Mosley, fifth year from Arne Prior, Ontario. Finley riding a 4-game point scoring streak with 3 goals and 7 points in that span. Starting up front for the Badgers, junior Christian Fitzgerald from Coquitlam, British Columbia. A goal and 3 points in 12 games for Fitzgerald this season. Scored his first goal in 14 games last Saturday, or 2 Saturdays ago, against Penn State. On the right wing, junior Kyle Kukkonen from Maple Grove. He's had 2 goals in his last 4 games. And starting on left wing is Cody Liskoski, the fifth year from Camrose, Alberta. Scored his first 2 goals as a Badger. In each game, he had a goal against Penn State. Third line, left to right, sophomore Owen Mellenbacher with sixth-year center Owen Lindmark and junior Jack Horbach. And the fourth line is Tyson Dick, the junior from Abbotsford, British Columbia, scored his first goal as a Badger in the series finale against Penn State. Sawyer Scholl, the sophomore from Medford, had 3 points in the Friday night game against the Nittany Lions. And then freshman Adam Pietola will be the fourth line right winger. So Mike Hastings, in his 13th season, seeking his 330th win. The Badgers and the Anchorage Seawolves, those are your quick trip lineups. And the opening faceoff, brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt, is up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Temperatures are falling, and you begin to feel the chill in the air when suddenly you remember that your teenager has never driven in winter. Have you checked the tires? Do they have a safety kit? Your mind begins to spin. Don't let the fear of your teen driving this winter send you off course. Team up with the crew at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. Their fully staffed and certified team can help you with any of your vehicle needs. Let your teen get behind the wheel with the confidence that whatever happens, the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep are ready to help.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media Station. You're one of thousands